Amen. Amen. Certainly the Lord has been good to all of us. Amen. Well, tell God thank you for how good you've been to me. Amen. Amen. Again, bless our children for doing a wonderful job today. Amen. Amen. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can't hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain, but he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. More than this old world or you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, he drives all of my tears away. Turn my midnights into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. I'm not trying to be nosy today, but if you agree with me, can you help me? God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. More than this old world or you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, He drives all of my tears away. Turn my midnights into day. So I'll just say, thank you, love. So I'll just say, thank you, love. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I can't pay him, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Thank you. Thank you. Let the church say, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, Lord, Lord, yeah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, Lord, yeah, Lord, Lord, yeah, he's all right. Anybody know he's all right? He's all right. He's all right. Yeah. Lord, yeah, Lord, Lord, yeah. Can I tell y'all what he did for me? Save my soul. Save my soul. Save my soul. Yeah. Lord, yeah. Lord, Lord, yeah. truly we serve a good God that looks beyond our faults. Not only meets but exceeds every one of our needs. And listen, if God did all of that for me, the least I can do is tell him thank you. Because he didn't have to do it, but because of his grace and mercy. Touched me with a finger of love, woke me up this morning, gave me a reasonable portion of my health and strength. And I'm here today clothed in my right mind. And for that I am thankful today. Amen. From the Old Testament book of Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6. Can you give me a little volume in the back? Thank you. Joshua chapter 6, in verse number 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox, sheep, and ass with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all the kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and gold and the vessels of brass and iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive and her father's household and all that she had. And she dwelt in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Amen. I want to talk today from the thought, how to get your walls to fall. How to get your walls. To fall. Most of us in here today have at some point experienced some walls in our lives. Matter of fact, if the truth be told, the vast majority of us are dealing with walls in our lives right now. A wall is an obstacle designed to separate or keep in that which is in and you don't want to get out, or to keep out that which you don't want to get in. It is constructed sometimes intentionally, or at other times it's constructed unintentionally. There are physical as well as mental walls, and in order to advance or to move forward, they must be torn down. Many people, because of past hurts, because of disappointments, have built a wall around their hearts and have vowed to never let anybody in their heart again. Because they have been misunderstood, misquoted, and mislabeled, some people have erected a wall of non-communication and have stopped talking to their mate and stop talking to others. Because they have been hurt at the one place they least expected to be hurt, they have been hurt at the church. There are those who have erected a wall as it relates to the gospel of Jesus Christ and are no longer attuned to its offerings of eternal. Walls of distrust, walls of discord, walls of dishonor, disbelief, and dissatisfaction. All of these walls, I want you to know today how to get your walls to fall. In the text today, Joshua has succeeded Moses as the leader of the children of Israel. He has led them into the promised land and now faces his first obstacle being the city of Jericho. Jericho was a major city. It was a dangerous city. Even the road to Jericho was a dangerous place. People were known to get jacked on the Jericho road. People would leave you for dead on the Jericho road. Priests would pass you by on the other side on their way to the Jericho road. It was surrounded by a wall with only one gate for entry and for exit. This wall, it is said, stood some 200 feet high. Horses and chariots could ride two abreast atop this wall. And God says to Joshua, he would give him specific instructions on how to take the city of Jericho. Before he could capture the city, he had to get past the wall. Amen. Give me some volume back there, man. He had to get past the wall. He tells him to send two spies into the city and have them, if trouble arises, to go to a harlot's house by the name of Rahab. And in case you were wondering what a harlot is, she's a lady of the night. She's a prostitute. And they are directed to go to Rahab's house, which says to you and I that God can use anybody that's willing to be used. God does not look at your past. All he wants to know is that you've got a willing heart. That ought to make somebody shout in here today, because somebody walked in here today with a past that you're ashamed of and you don't think you can be used by God. God can use anybody that's willing to be used. Don't look down on Rahab, the person God sends into your life. They may not be what you expected. Rahab is blessed to be where you want to be. Listen, God wants to give you some insight on the inside. Rahab hadn't been in church all her life. Matter of fact, you go back to chapter 2, the word gets out that two spies get into the city. Nobody's supposed to be getting in or out, but two spies get in the city. When word gets back to the king that spies got in the city, the king says, go to Rahab's house. Because if there's anybody who knows where the men are, if anybody knows where some men are, the king said, if you're looking for some new men, go where the men hang out. Go to Rahab's house. And you've got to be careful walking past some folks because of what you think is wrong with them. Be careful of disqualifying some folk from being anointed because of what you think is wrong with them. Because the truth be told, all of us have something that's not right with us. You might not be a hooker, you might not be a prostitute, but there's something wrong with everybody in here. I wish I had a witness in here. The word says all have sinned. I'm talking to y'all self-righteous folk in here today. All have sinned. I'm talking to you real good folk in here today. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God is not using us because we're perfect. He's not using us because we don't have any blemishes on us. God says, I slap my favor on you so I can show the world what I can do with jacked up folk. Would you touch your neighbor and tell them, I ain't innocent, but I am holy. That was the wrong neighbor. They didn't shout. Tell the other neighbor, I'm not innocent, but I am holy. Don't make the mistake of saying I can't bless you just because you think you know what's wrong with me. God can use me to bless you. That means your problems can't stop you, God, from using you. I don't care. I don't care what any stuck-up church folk says about you. I don't care if they turn their nose up at you. I don't care if they gossip about you. I don't care if they're whispering about you. I don't care if they sit on another section away from you. You hold your head up high because with everything that's wrong with you, God says, I put my spirit in you and I'll slap my anointing on you. And I'll use you to bless someone else who's trying to get where you are. Let me make an announcement here today. Do you know why some folk hate on you? Because you've got a hooker situation, but you've got an anointing that they want. Some folk hating on you, they got more than you, but you got what they want. They got to step you to get the blessing, even though they've got more than you. That's why folk hating on you, they driving a 745, you driving a Pinto, but you got the blessing they need. They're living in the 5,000 square foot home. You're living in an apartment, but you got the blessing they need. They had ever been to jail. You've been all up in jail, but you got the blessing they need. Tell your neighbor, don't look past me. I might be the one you need. Don't hate, celebrate. And God might let you participate. And I'm looking for some real folk in here who can get sassy and tell your neighbor, I may not have your education, but I'm working on the job where you want to work. I may not have a college degree, but I'm at the place where you're trying to get a job at. And instead of talking about me, you better make friends with me because I've got the connection to get you the job. And I want to talk to some Rahabs in here today. When you read chapter 2, and I know I'm going back and forth, but when you read chapter 2, you will discover that the text says that Rahab's house was in the wall. It was in the wall. Now I need to help you understand something. In Jericho, your house was on the level of your class. In the wall was a Hebrew saying, meaning at the top of the wall. Where your house was said something about your class and who you were. Her house was in the penthouse. Her floor was the other people's ceiling. Don't like her, but she's the one living in favor. I want to talk to some Rahab in here today. Everybody talking about you, everybody hating on you, you looking at your life, and because of the one thing that ain't right in your life, they say you ain't nothing, you ain't worth nothing, but God says he'll put you at the high place and make everybody else look up to you. To touch your neighbor and tell them, I'm your Rahab today, and I can bless your life. You sit in the right seat today. You sit in the right seat. I'm your Rahab today. And I can bless you today. Here's the last thing, and I'm going to be through. Joshua tells Israel in chapter 6, he says, we're going to march around this thing for 7 days. He says, while we're marching, he said, don't say nothing. I told y'all about that the other Sunday, didn't I? While you're marching, keep your mouth shut. And I couldn't figure that out. I couldn't understand when I was reading the instructions for Joshua. God never told Joshua to tell the folk to shut up. That's not in the instructions. So I'm trying to figure out why you telling the folk something God hadn't told you. So I had a little conference call, and I said, hey, Jay. I said, I noticed in the text you gave the people an instruction God didn't give you. He said, yeah, you're right. He said, but I've been with them for a while, and I know something about them. And I said to him, well, Joshua, what is it that you know about them? He said, they have a murmuring problem. He said, every time God told them to do something that looked impossible, they opened their mouths and spoke against what God told them and ended up messing up the blessing and the miracle. Matter of fact, the last time God told us to do something that looked impossible, they opened their mouths and we ended up wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. He said, so I took it upon myself knowing what happened the last time they opened their mouths. He said, I'm too close to the blessing to let it get messed up by folk who don't know how to talk right. So Joshua said, we're too close to allow it to get messed up by people who don't know how to talk right. So until God fixes your thinking to believe it's possible, keep your mouth shut. You see, walls can be intimidating. There's some stuff God tells you to conquer that you look at it, God, like you must be crazy, you must be confused. I'm sure in their minds when they looked at these walls, they were saying like Aretha Franklin, it just ain't no way. I mean, really? It just ain't no way. So Joshua says, no matter what you may be thinking, hush, while God works on your thinking. Don't talk even though you might be thinking it, because the power of activation is in your speech. So that even if everybody else is thinking it, and thinking it can't be done, if nobody else is talking to anybody else about what they're thinking, then we got two or three touching and agreeing on the same thing. Well, two or three agree. He says, I'll be in the midst. If there's nobody talking, regardless of what they're thinking, they are putting anything in the atmosphere. And that's why you need to watch who you hang out with. Because you've got some folk that will make you miss your blessing. And that's simply because of the way they talk around you. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Some of you either need to get a new cell phone number so they can't call you. Stop answering your phone. Don't open up your email, because as soon as you let them put it in your spirit what can't be done, you start doubting what God can do. And I wish I had a witness in here today that there is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. You need to tell negative folk, don't say nothing to me. Don't say a word to me. And I've discovered that sometimes it's family folk. And sometimes it ain't your friends. It ain't your church members. It's family folk. Sometimes your family are the negative, most negative people in your life. Sometimes family will never let you forget what's happened in the past. Sometimes it's family that holds you down. And sometimes you've got to just separate yourself even from your family. Am I talking to anybody in here today? Anybody got some family members like I've got, that sometimes your family can be your worst enemy? Joshua says, shut up. Don't say a word. If you can't talk right to me, don't say nothing to me. Just keep your mouth shut, because I'm trying to change my thinking. So God said, march around for 7 days so that you see it ain't as hard as you first thought it was. There's some of you facing opposition, facing long odds. You're trying to buy a house and nobody wants to finance it. You've been going to the bank and they won't give you the money to start your business. You've been talking about going back to school and you're almost 55 years of age. So God told me to tell you this. This is what you do. Drive by what you want for 7 days. I don't know what section of town your house is in. I don't know where the job is. I don't know where the property is. If you don't have a car, get a bus pass. Drive by it for 7 days. And when you drive by it, don't say nothing. Go inside the job. Don't say nothing to nobody. Go inside the door and walk back out. They might call security on you, but keep on doing it. Keep on doing it until God shifts your thinking. Tell your neighbor starting Monday morning, I'm going to drive by some places. I'm going to walk in some places. The house, I'm driving by for 7 days. The job, I'm driving by for 7 days. If you need healing, drive by the drugstore for 7 days. If you want to open a business, drive by the property for 7 days. God says, drive by it for 7 days. Look at it for 7 days. Watch it for 7 days. Because by day six, you're going to start to say, I can do this thing. I can make this happen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when the shift comes in your thinking, that's when you open up your mouth and start shouting. Because when you start shouting, it means you're convinced you can conquer it. You need to tell your friends, listen, I ain't going to be talking for 7 days. I'm about to do something real crazy. So some of y'all need to go on a 7-day shut up fast for 3 hours every day. Put an email block on the email. Cut your cell phone off for 3 hours for 7 days. And God says by the time next Sunday, the walls that have been in your way, they're going to start coming down. Tell your neighbor, get a good look at me now, because this is the last Sunday I'll be broke. This is the last Sunday I'll be employed. This is the last Sunday I'll be living in somebody else's house. Do I have any believers in here today? Anybody that can say, I'm ready to shout on the seventh day? Now, the shout of the text is not in the walls. That's not what got me. What got me was when Joshua told them when the trumpet sounds. That got me because This horn was a horn of victory. They would only blow this horn when victory had happened. And Joshua was saying, blow the horn, but yet the walls are still up. They blow the horns like they already got it, and they still on the outside of it. God told me to tell you, don't wait until next Sunday, but the trumpet is sounding right now. And since the trumpet is sounding right now, you ought to shout like it right now. Praise him like it's already yours. Let the devil know there's nothing he can do to stop you from getting your blessing. Is there anybody in here today? Would you touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I think I hear it. I hear the trumpet sounding. I think I hear the trumpet sounding. It's time for me to shout right now. I'm not waiting on the victory. I'm going to go ahead and shout right now. Is there anybody can say I'm shouting right now? I'm not going to wait until next Sunday. Tell your neighbor, give me some room. I feel a shout coming on. I'm not going to wait until I get it in my hand. But I'm going to go ahead and shout right now. Not going to wait until I get the job. I'm going to shout right now. Not going to wait until I move in the house. I'm going to shout right now. Not going to wait until the money's in the bank. I'm shouting right now. Not going to wait until the doctor tells me I'm healed. But I'm shouting right now. Somebody ought to say, walls come down. Walls come down. Depression come down. Sickness, come down. Discouragement, come down. Poverty, come down. Insecurity, come down. Jealousy, come down. And as I close today, I dare you to reach up and say, walls, come down. Is there anybody in here today can stand on your feet and say, it's my time right now. Tell your neighbor, get out of my way. It's time to open up my mouth. You don't know what I've been through. And now it's time to shout. Is there anybody want your walls to come down? I dare you to open up your mouth and give God some praise. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for opening the door. Thank you for making a way. Open up your mouth and tell God thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. If you want your walls to fall, don't wait until the battle is over. I need somebody that will shout right now. Can I get somebody that will help me shout and tell God, thank you for the victory? Joshua says, I hear the horns. I hear the horns. I hear the horns. It's time to shout. Thank God for the victory. I don't care what they say. If the Lord told you, you ought to go ahead and shout right now. Because victory is on the way. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the pastor told me to tell you that your blessing is on the way. That was the wrong neighbor. They didn't shout. Turn to your other neighbor. Say, neighbor, I've got good news for you. The pastor told me to tell you that your blessing is on the way. Somebody hadn't got it yet. High five three people and tell them, neighbor, the pastor told me to tell you
your blessing. Your blessing is on the way. Anybody believe that today? Anybody believe that today? Oh, come on. You ought to shout like you got the victory. You ought to shout like you got the victory. Come on. Come on. Tear the walls down. Tear the walls down. Depression. Poverty. Unemployment. Tear it down. I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise, come on, come on, come on. I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. I gotta dance, I gotta dance, and I gotta get it out. I gotta dance. Amen. 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 How many believe that by this time next Sunday, some things are going to change in your life? God's going to open some doors for you. God's going to tear down some walls for you. If you believe that today, the doors of the church open. Maybe you've been dealing with some walls in your life. Maybe there's some things you've been trying to tear down on your own. Some problems, some anxiety. Maybe you're dealing with depression. Maybe unemployed. Whatever it is today, God can tear down the wall. He says you've got to believe it. That's why they marched around for 7 days. Every day they marched, they got a little bit more faith. Every day they marched, insurmountable odds appeared to be possible. I tell you today, there's nothing too hard for God. If you give it to him, the Lord will make a way for you. The Lord will open doors for you.
Check one.
All you got to do is trust him. And sometimes you got to stop talking and just listen to the voice of the Lord and let him minister to you. And tell you that I am God, I changeth not. I'm the same yesterday, today,
and forever.
What are you saying, Pastor? If he made a way back then, how many know he'll make a way even right now? I need some witnesses in here today that the Lord is making a way for you. You got more month than you got money, but the Lord keeps on making a way out of no way. You here today with your car and by letter? Christian experience as a candidate for baptism. Would you come?